Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's Place to Talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning and welcome into the Action Line. Here we are on a Monday, the 11th of March. And I hope everybody set their clocks ahead 1 hour yesterday. You surely know that by now, whether you did or not. And I'll tell you again, it is now 13 minutes after the 8 o'clock hour. Just look at your watch. Take a look at it. Did you set it ahead? 13 after 8. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is with us this morning. A wet day out there, but temperature is nice.
Yeah, so I guess a warm rain then.
That's right.
You know, I did set my my clocks ahead, but I did not set my sleep schedule ahead. So.
I had a problem with that, too. I was sleepy Sunday when I got up, and I'm still a little sleepy today. You can't catch up, I hear.
No, I think it takes a while. It's almost like jet lag, it seems like, when you get up in the morning after the time change.
Oh, man. Well, here we are moving into springtime. I hope we're not pushing that too much. Watch it snow tomorrow. 54 degrees out today. Got up to almost right around 70 yesterday. And spring will officially be here, I think, in about 9 days. So, does spring bring any problems or any challenges to eyes?
Well, you know, April showers bring May flowers. Isn't that...
That's what they say.
Isn't that the saying? Although around here, it almost seems like
it's
a
March
month
showers.
Earlier. Yeah, April showers bring May flowers. So, you know, and I'll tell you, this time of year, boy, I just can't wait for spring to come. It just can't come fast enough, you know. And boy, didn't we have a nice weekend to enjoy that.
Beautiful weekend.
And I looked at the weather ahead. It looks like Saturday or maybe Sunday next weekend, one of those days, is going to be 70 as well. So now we finally get to the time where every once in a while there's a gorgeous day.
Daffodils and buds on the flowers.
Yeah,
and
you
trees.
Know, my butterfly bushes were budding out. So, you know, it's coming. I kind of feel like the official start date is when the Bradford pear trees bloom.
That'll be here before we know it.
Yeah, they're the first ones, it seems like. But it's coming, and of course, we have people coming in the office already with spring allergy symptoms. And I guess they're out starting to dig at the dirt, go to the nurseries, look around, things like that. But just playing in the yard with your kid, all those things, of course. And, you know, there's two humps. It's called a bimodal distribution to seasonal allergies, one in the spring, one in the fall, and about twice as many people and about twice as bad for people that are affected in the spring than in the fall. And then about half the people with all allergies have perennial. So it's just like perennial flowers. They come up every year, but these perennial allergy sufferers, they suffer from allergies year round. And that's usually because it's due to things in the inside. For example, dust mites, dog dander, cat, you know, all that kind of stuff that's around you all the time. And boy, I think if you have your cat or dog sleep with you, it's there 24 hours a day as well. But, you know, do those things to try to avoid allergies. If you know you're allergic to something, try to avoid it. But these days, gosh, that's so hard.
Oh, you know, I'm wondering, as you describe this, I don't remember this being a year-around problem, going back to when I was a kid. Are we getting, is our immune system falling apart? Is there something happening?
I know, I feel like I'm falling apart some days, Bart. But, you know, you can be around something for years and years. You can take the same medicine for years and years, and then all of a sudden develop an allergy to it. You say, how can that be? I've been taking this for years and years. And you can develop allergies at any time. And it's the same way to things outside or things inside. So what do you do if you can't, you know, stay away from it. Then you've got to try to prophylactically or ahead of time do something to nip it in the bud, no pun intended. So you take some allergy pills, some allergy drops, a nasal inhaler, whatever it is that you have or that you've been prescribed. The only thing that I will counsel you on is that the allergy pills, all of them, cause a dry eye problem. And basically anything you take that gives you a dry mouth probably gives you a dry eye as well. And then the people that are more susceptible to that are people that have eye problems to begin with or contact lens wearers. And they'll all tell you when the pollen's out, but they can't wear their contact lenses as long and their eyes get more red, all those kind of things. But if you find out what it is, you know, and you have it every year, you can get those immunotolerance shots by your allergist, or you can take a nasal inhaler or an eye drop, and both of those typically don't cause a dry eye problem, not near as much as what the pills do. So your eyes will be more comfortable, your mouth will be more comfortable. They say it reduces halitosis, which of course none of us want, and so it's good to keep your mouth moist and your eyes moist, and you'll see better. So if you can take care of it those ways with artificial teardrops, that's fine. If you continue to have symptoms, then you should see your eye doctor and get prescribed one of these medicines. They work extremely well.
Did you say eye drops reduce halitosis?
Or am I let's think about that. What I said was that the pills that you take for allergies, Zyrtec, Claritin, you know, those things over the counter and such, that they cause a dry mouth, and the dry mouth leads to halitosis.
Okay, so it all sort of ties together.
Cavities and all kinds of things, your dentist will tell you.
Right. So by going to the eye doctor, you can be more socially acceptable.
Well, some of us can, Bart. I can't speak for everyone in the room, but some of us can.
Oh, man. If you have any eye questions, give us a call. And the line is now officially open. The eye doctor is here. We're going to check on the weather, and we'll be back. That number, once again, 893-1450. Don't be bashful. There's nothing terrible that's going to happen to the first caller. 893-1450. You're the one that'll break the ice. 893-1450. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Chris over at Music World and Drummer's Den. We're a full-line retail store that offers lessons, guitars, drums, bass, keyboards. And once again, we will not be undersold. We offer internet price matching. We will not be undersold. Please add us on Facebook. That's Music World TN. We have all of our updates on there. We do all of our new things that come into the store, used and new items. We are Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
Hi, this is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting you to come eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. When they get under the weather, everybody likes to take that soup. We actually sell enough soup over the year that can fill up an Olympic-sized swimming pool. You can get it by cup, bowl, gallon, whatever size you want to get it in. And it's also one of those things you can freeze and ship. The chicken soup is wonderful if you have a cold. If I'm feeling sick, I'll just put it in a little coffee cup and I sip it while I'm doing my work. Come to our Demas's Restaurant in Murfreesboro, which is located on 1115 Northwest Broad Street.
Weather Eye.
They have showers in the forecast for today. Temperatures gradually falling. South-southeast winds between 10 and 20. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 54.
Technology can be confusing, but it's our passion.
You know, I knew enough information to be dangerous myself, but just wanted an expert opinion, you know, somebody that knew that was really into the technology and up on all the terminology and that sort of thing.
The Tech Life, helping you buy, set up, and use technology online at thetechlife.net.
Don't wait. Getting affordable state minimum coverage from Safe Auto is so easy you barely have to lift a finger. The benefits are so obvious. Safe Auto keeps you legal and saves you money. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO today. Drive safe. Spend less. Safe Auto.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
The innocent can never wake me up when September ends.
Welcome back. We're talking about your eyesight. You had plenty to see this weekend. Man alive, the Riverdale Warriors, the Lady Warriors, won back-to-back state championships, state basketball championships, and they had the whole season with no losses. I think they're one of only a handful of teams that have accomplished that. I mean, no losses in the whole season. Also, this weekend was a great play at the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts, the musical up there. Just phenomenal production that they had at the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts. And just a lot of opportunities to see and enjoy things. And that's why it's so important, whenever you have problems with your eyes, have them checked out. Don't wait. We've had people calling in, Dr. McCabe, in the past and said, I waited to see if it would get better. And it didn't. It got worse. And sometimes when things get worse, they can't be repaired. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes the horse is out of barn, the damage is done. But, if you get a scratchy throat, if you get a runny nose, you can probably take some over-the-counters and wait on that and see if that'll get better, if that'll get worse or whatever. But if you stop seeing, that's not normal. That's not something you wait on. And oftentimes what I tell people is time is vision. The longer you wait, the less vision you may get back or that you may maintain. So that your sight is something to be taken seriously and never taken for granted in any way. I'll give you a case in point. I told you last month of the latest addition to our team, Dr. John Haley. He's an optometrist that we're very proud to have on our team, valedictorian at his high school, graduated magna cum laude in college. Very intelligent and very personable young man. And he had just one heck of a first month with us where I think he saw all kinds of pathology in our office. But one of the cases was a 26-year-old lady who came to our office after she, I think she'd been to an ER and been to an urgent care. And she'd been telling them that her vision had been decreasing in one of her eyes and that she was having problems. And, they did all the various things that they do and couldn't give her an answer. And then she came to our office and she saw Dr. Haley, fortunately. And he examined her and saw that she had lost significant vision in one eye. And when he dilated her eyes, he saw that the other eye, the pupil, that the optic nerve was swollen in the back of the eye. And that's an abnormal sign. And oftentimes, when it affects both eyes, it's an indication of increased, what's called intracranial pressure inside your brain. And he also noticed that her right eye could not turn out. Matter of fact, it was turned in a little bit. And when he asked her to look to the right, she couldn't turn that eye to the right at all. And through his training, he knew that when you had two cranial nerves or two different parts of the brain affected, that demands an urgent MRI and scanning. And the next day, she went to Vanderbilt and got this done, and they found two blood clots in her brain in this young lady. And they did a lumbar puncture or spinal tap and found that her pressure was greatly increased in her cerebral spinal fluid. And she wrote some very nice things about Dr. Haley on her Facebook. If you care to go to McCabe Vision Center on Facebook, if you're on that, and you can read more about it. But basically said that he is her hero. And the Vanderbilt doc said that he helped save her life.
Wow.
So, never take your vision for granted. it may not seem like a big deal to you or to others, but it can be. Now, and of course, not everyone's like that, but there are times when it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, nothing is more precious than your vision. And without that, all other things kind of pale in comparison. But get to the doctor and get your eyes examined. And make sure you're seeing someone who does a thorough exam, and that's their main priority, is to give you the best exam possible. And so we thank Dr. John Haley, and we welcome him as an addition to our team at McKay Vision Center.
Another part of the winning team, and we hear so many positive things, and I go there personally, and I can attest that they really go the extra mile for you at McKay Vision Center. Our phone number is 893-1450, so don't be on the wrong side of that equation. Don't put off, if you're having an eye problem, don't put it off, because it could get worse, and then it might not be, you know, fully repaired.
That's right. You know, Bart, there are things that you can't tell what's going on. I mean, lots of people say, well, you know, I can see fine. I mean, I'm not having any problems with my eyes. But, you know, do you know, can you feel, can you tell when your cholesterol's up, when your blood pressure's up? You know, you can't. And so you've got to see the doctor and get these things checked out. And it's not just your eye doctor, but you need to see your internal medicine or family practice or the doctor that takes, you know, your routine care, and make sure that all your health maintenance testing and everything's being taken care of. You know, a routine physical exam once a year. And, of course, if something runs in the family or if you're having some issue, then you should, of course, get in sooner. But you know, just don't take these things for granted. A stitch in time saves nine, you know, an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure, all these kind of things. And save yourself from potentially having to spend a lot more time, money, time off of work, you know, worries to your loved ones and all those things by getting things checked out and, you know, staying in good health.
Where is McKay Vision Center?
Well, we are right there off the corner of Heritage Park and Memorial, next to the SunTrust Bank. You know, you can give us a call, 904-9024. You can look us up in the Yellow Pages or on the internet at mckayvisioncenter.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter and all those things that everyone's on now.
Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is with us this morning. We're going to be talking about cataracts. We're going to be talking about different issues with the eye. We're going to be talking about things that get in the eye and create, you know, little sores and problems like that. All of that and more. Plus, we'll be taking your questions. The number to call right now is 893-1450, 893-1450. We'll be back in just a moment.
Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro and take a look at the 2013 Boss 302S race car. It's number 14 out of 50 made and is now in the Ford showroom at the corner of Broad and Northfield. It has the 5.0 Boss engine, a 6-speed transmission, removable steering wheel, 6-point racing belts, lightweight Brembo brakes, and more. Head to Ford online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Looking for a new look? Update your gemstones by letting us remount your jewels into a new style. White gold, yellow gold, vintage, modern. Let Bell Jewelers help you design a special piece with your old gemstones, or let our award-winning jeweler, Bob Lanier, custom make a fabulous piece just for you.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
Roberts Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Forget spending thousands of dollars at the dealership and come see me. We have complete maintenance schedules, just like the dealer. At Roberts Auto Repair, we're always honest, always fair.
Good morning. Still some slick spots out there on the secondaries especially, so slow down and be safe. We've got traffic easing. 04 Parkway at Bridge Avenue, 04 Parkway at Chaffin Place, 04 Parkway at Cason Lane, Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial. Also Rutherford Boulevard and Mercury Boulevard with traffic easing there. Dr. Beautiful, your beauty prescription now has Botox for only $9.25 a unit. The key to more youthful appearance lies in the skin. Call Dr. Beautiful 931-433-6871 or log on to drbeautiful.net. I'm Randy Bryan with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We have showers in the forecast for today. Temperatures gradually falling. South-southeast winds between 10 and 20. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 54.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
We bring people who know you and you know them. People like Truman Jones. Weekday mornings at 9, only on WGNS. AM, FM, online.
It's just off a beer, walking in Memphis.
Welcome back. The Eye Doctor, Craig McCabe, is with us. Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450, and let's go to the phones. You're on WGNS with Dr. McCabe. Good morning.
Yes, sir. I was wondering, they say I have cataracts. You know, I've been up to the VA, and also got diabetes and high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Will that affect my health if I have this procedure done?
Oh, well, so that's a good question. So does having cataract surgery affect anything else that you may have going on in your body or in your eyes? Let me ask you, do you have any diabetes in your eyes at all?
I don't know. I mean, it took them 14 years to find out I had diabetes. So I don't know.
Okay.
Had you had signs of diabetes earlier? Had you thought you might have it?
I did 14 years ago.
Like, what were your symptoms?
They put me on pills, and after that, they had to hurry up and switch me on insulin because it kept going up and down, up and down.
Right, right. Well, you know, cataracts
happen. Then they put me on insulin.
Yeah. And your sugar's under better control now?
I hope so.
What's your hemoglobin A1C number?
I don't know that. I mean, they ain't never told me nothing up there. You know how they do.
Yeah, but you know, you've got to take some responsibility for your own care. And so
I do. I try to eat right. I try to walk, you know, this, that.
Well, I'll tell you one of the most basic things.
But they say I got cataracts, so, you know.
One of the most basic things for all people with diabetes is to know what their hemoglobin A1C number is and if it's going up or down. You know, the little blood test you take from your finger, the finger stick, that tells your sugar the last 3 seconds. But the one the doctor does out of your arm every 3 months, that tells an average over the last 3 months. And that number, in general, should be 6.5 or less. So if your A1C number is 6.5 or less, then chances are your diabetes is under good control. Does that make sense?
I do my best, you know, getting older and older, you know, how old people get.
Right. So, but if you don't know your number, then ask your doctor. You know, there's a reason they're taking that blood draw out of your arm every 3 months, you know, and this is the reason.
Oh, they do that every time you go up there.
Yeah, that's the most important number for a diabetic to know. So that's one thing. Know what that is, write it down, and next time you go to your eye doctor, they should ask you for that information. But anyways, having cataract surgery typically does not make diabetic eye disease worse. Although it has a potential if, say, you're on Flomax or one of those prostate medicines.
Well, I'm on Novolofen, the L, 2. So I'm on 2 different kinds of insulin.
Right, right. And then that's to control your sugar. What I'm talking about is if you're on the Flomax or the prostate medicine, then chances are your cataract surgery may be a little bit more complicated, a little bit more effort involved, and could cause a little bit more inflammation. But your eye doctor will put you on eye drops, say, 3 days or a week ahead of time to help suppress that. And the main thing for you is to keep your sugar under control. Say the 3 months before and the 3 months after your cataract surgery, so that all the measurements they do to determine that lens power in your eye are as accurate as possible. And so do they make you an appointment for those lens measurements?
Yeah, I want to get something done because, like I said, I don't like this milky vision I got.
Yeah, do you have glaring halos around oncoming car headlights in the evening?
Sir, I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
No, when you drive at night, do you see halos around oncoming car headlights?
I had to quit driving.
Oh, you had to quit.
Because you just got to where it glares.
Okay. Well, it definitely sounds like you're ready for cataract surgery, and I wish you best of luck.
Well, just mention your phone number, and I can get that on the radio, and I'll give you a call because I do have insurance.
Yeah, absolutely, and we'll be glad to take care of you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you have a good day.
Good luck to you, too. What is that phone number over there?
904-9024.
904-9024.
That's right. We're in the phone book. So, but you know, if you have diabetes, just in general, know your A1C number. That's the most important number for you to know. Just as important as knowing your own phone number if you got diabetes.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to know if you have pressure in your eyes and your own drops, could that possibly have anything to do with your blood pressure rising?
Yeah, now have you been diagnosed with glaucoma or what's called ocular hypertension?
Now, I don't know if it's ocular hypertension or not, but it's pressure in the eyes.
Right. You know when you took that test where you see the flashing lights? And you push the little clicker button, that's your visual field test. Did it show that you have lost some side vision on that test?
Did it tell
you? Right. Did the doctor tell you after you took the test or show it to you and show you whether you saw all the lights or you have a defect in your side vision?
Yes, yes.
Yes, it did show that you've lost some side vision?
Yes.
Okay, well then that's part of the definition of glaucoma. So that means that you have glaucoma.
Oh, okay.
Right. And you take those eye drops to lower your eye pressure because that's the main way that glaucoma is treated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, if your blood pressure goes up, you know, and everybody's varies. You know, one day it's this, the next day it's that. Sometimes even during the day it's different amounts. But unless your blood pressure is consistently elevated for a period of a few weeks, it does not affect your eye pressure.
Oh, okay. The thing is, I am on three different blood pressure medications, and it's still something like 163 over 106, you know, and I'm like, is it my eyes or what is it? But, you know, like at Christmas time, I was driving, and just a lot of things came before my eyes, and it affected my vision.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, my goodness, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what was going on. But then my blood pressure was up then, too. But then, I don't know.
Now, have you had a discussion with your eye doctor? I mean, it sounds like you didn't even know that you had glaucoma, just that you had pressure. But have you had a discussion with your eye doctor about, you know, what the diseases are in your eyes? What are they called?
No, not yet.
Well, that's something you should have every visit with your eye doctor. That's you know, that's one of my pet peeves I've always had is, for example, my mom, when she was alive, she had diabetes and she had atrial fibrillation and she'd go see her heart doctor, her cardiologist, and I'd talk to her on the phone and I'd say, Mom, what'd he say? And she said, oh, he said, I'm fine, come back in 6 months. And I said, well, now, you take that Coumadin, that blood thinner. What do you say about that? And she said, well, it must have been fine. He said, don't come back for 6 months. And I said, well, what about your heart rate? You know, are you in rhythm or are you still in atrial fibrillation? She said, well, he listened to my heart, but I assume everything's fine. And so, you know, you need to know what's going on with your body. You need to know what's going on with your eyes. And your doctor should be spending the time. I mean, you're paying the money for that visit. He should be spending the time telling you, you know, what diseases you have in your eyes and what his or her plan is to treat them. Don't you think?
Okay, well, I'm coming to see you in April, so we can talk.
All right, we'll go over all that then.
Okay, then. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for calling. Let's go to another call here. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe. How are you today?
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Yes, I have a little black speck in my eye. I think it's been determined that it's something that's sloughed off. I understand it's in the fluid part of the eye. At the present time, it's kind of in the lower left. Will that little speck ever go away, if you understand? It's not what I understand of the floaters. This is something that's it's really a little speck, a little less than the size of a grain of rice or something. Will that ever go away?
Tell me, do you see it in your vision or do you see it in the mirror?
In my vision.
Okay. And if you cover up that eye, you no longer see it, correct?
Correct.
And do you mostly see it when you're looking at a brightly lit background, like a white wall, fluorescent light, window, TV screen, something like that?
I would not say so, Doctor. It's just kind of, I've kind of gotten accustomed to it. As I say, it's kind of in the lower left portion of the eye, and I understood it was in the fluid part.
In the jelly in the back.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's probably a 99% chance that is what's called a floater, which is actually a piece of protein called collagen back in the jelly part of your eye.
Okay.
And typically people do not see it unless they're looking at a brightly lit background, like I said. And if you turn your eyes towards a darkly lit background, you won't see it anymore. And that's because bright light comes through your pupil and it hits that little speck of protein, and that casts a grayish kind of shadow spot on your retina. So you're not actually seeing the spot, but the shadow from it.
Okay.
And if you just see one or two, that's typically normal. Everybody goes through that. But if you see a whole bunch, 20 or 30, like you're looking through a swarm of bugs, or there's a bunch of flashing lights associated with it, or loss of your side vision, then you're probably having a more worsening problem called a retinal detachment, where a little hole has torn in your retina. And so that is a sight-threatening problem, and then time is vision, and then you should get to the doctor within 24 hours, your eye doctor.
Okay.
But if you're not having any of those symptoms, then typically it's a nuisance.
Okay.
But what happens is over about a period of 9 months, they typically either settle down with gravity or your brain kind of learns to ignore it.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling. 893-1450, and I'm glad that he called. Those are things to be, don't wait and find it's something else. What else could it be?
Floaters are really common this. And if you just see one or two with no other symptoms, chances are that's what it is. But let's say you're very nearsighted, then you've got a much more significant chance of developing this retinal detachment. And, you know, if you wear thick glasses or contacts, then, you know, you should definitely see the eye doctor once a year. But if you get these symptoms, then you ought to go see them pretty soon because you're more likely to have a problem. And, you know, the other lady that called that said that her blood pressure was up. Well, blood pressure and diabetes is associated with glaucoma. So if you have those two things, you're more likely of having the third. I'll tell you an interesting thing is there's now been two articles come out in different parts of the world that show that regular aspirin use can be linked to the development of the wet form of macular degeneration. And they've done studies where people have been on aspirin 10 to 15 years and they have twice the risk of developing this compared to people who are not taking aspirin. So things that we take for granted also can have consequences as well. Now, this doesn't mean you should stop aspirin if you're on it. Because if you're on it for a good reason, you've had a stroke or a heart attack or a blood clot or something, then definitely you need to stay on it because the risks outweigh the benefits of stopping it. But if you have none of those things and you have, say, the dry form, then that's definitely a discussion you need to have with your doctor that puts you on the aspirin if you can get off of it. So this is brand new information that has come out from two other parts of the world. And it's it just leads us to start thinking about these things. And I know there's a lot of people on aspirin across the country.
Our phone number is 893-1450. 893-1450. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
I just wanted to make a comment about the A1C. I am a diabetic. My A1C is 5, and which I've been told is good. And one of my doctors I go to makes fun of me talking to people in the waiting room. And it amazes me how many people are diabetic and they don't know what their A1C is. I will ask them, "Now, what's your A1C?" And they'll say, "Oh, what's that? I don't know." And I thought that was something the doctor was supposed to tell the patient. But, there's been more than one, you know, that I have talked to in the waiting room, and we'd be discussing our diabetes, and they don't know what their A1C is. So, and I told my doctor about it. He always gets on to me about my A1C. But, I mean, I just wanted to make a comment about that. So that's all. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. And again, people, if you're diabetic, you need to know that.
You know what? You have to, and everybody needs to get this in their head, you have to take some responsibility for your medical problems. If you have high cholesterol, you ought to darn well know what your cholesterol number is. If you have high blood pressure, you ought to check your blood pressure and know what that is. And if you got diabetes, you ought to know what your A1C number is and get it under control. And if for some reason your doctor is not spending the time to talk to you about your medical conditions and what the plan is and how it's going, you know, maybe it's getting worse. Who knows? And it doesn't seem like you know. And this lady is so accurate. Good for her that she goes to a doctor that tells her about her medical conditions and she remembers and understands it. If you can't, then write it down or bring somebody with you. You know, a spouse or a sibling or something that will help you understand these things. You know, if you have glaucoma, you ought to know what your eye pressure is. You ought to know every pill that you take, what it's for, and what you're allergic to. And if you can't remember those things or it's a long list, then you ought to make a little card for it, keep it in your purse or in your wallet. Who knows, someday that may save your life if you get in an accident or something, nobody knows anything about you. But and plus, if you go to a doctor, they're always going to ask you to write all that stuff down. It's too hard to remember. So you need that little card just for that. But, boy, you need to know that. You need to take some responsibility for your own health care. And she's exactly right. Probably 3 out of 4 people that are new patients to my office that are diabetics not only don't know what their A1C number is, but they don't have a clue what that is at all. And, gosh, that is so important. Every insurance panel or anything that you have to take will ask what that A1C number is and determine your health by it. If it's high for a prolonged period, you know, that leaves to all the bad things about diabetes, the nephrology in the feet, the neurology in the feet, the nephrology in the kidneys, and the retinology and the retinopathy in the eyes. So it doesn't matter what it is or what condition you got, you know, read up about it, look on the internet, ask somebody else to do it for you, have that discussion with your doctor, or, you know, write down questions before you go in so that you can be very efficient and go over and over those with them. And make sure you understand your condition, because the patients that understand their condition do better. They do better. They live longer. They have less problems, less complications than the ones that don't.
And when you write down that number, write it down every time, because it changes from visit to visit. Our phone number is 893-1450. That does not change from time to time. That number is open right now. We're going to check on the weather, and we'll be back and take some more of your calls. 893-1450. Call us now. 893-1450.
She made from nothing.
Dr. Monty Hale and Tim Tackett talk sports on All Sports Talk at 2. Join me for Sports Night. This is George Plaster on WGNS.
I want to say good morning to everybody over there at the Home Design Center. They are open in the Avenue now. If you haven't been over there, definitely head over to the Avenue. After 15 years here in Rutherford County, a local business settles into a retail space in the Avenue. We're talking about Southern Breeze Home Design Center. They are Murfreesboro's premier home remodeling destination. I know all of you who have tried some home remodeling, whether it's small or a large home remodel, you have gone through a lot of frustration trying to find somebody who will help you, somebody who will guide you down that path and make that dream come true for you. Well, that's what they do right there at Southern Breeze Home Design Center. Yes, they are in the Avenue. And they provide you not only the products, they also provide the installation. The project is completed in a timely manner, the way it should be. Why don't you stop all that frustration? Head over to Southern Breeze Home Design Center. They're in the Avenue. Daniel Gammon is the owner. What a great person that is. He really works with you throughout the whole process. Southern Breeze Home Design Center at the Avenue. They're open Monday through Saturday from 10 in the morning until 6 in the evening, or you can check them out on the internet, southernbreezehome.com. Check it out, southernbreezehome.com. What about that Murfreesboro weather?
We have showers in the forecast for today. Temperatures gradually falling. South-southeast winds between 10 and 20. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 54.
For decades, we've been telling you that Bell Furniture has first quality name brand furniture half price every day. Now this locally owned family business has pictures of some of their furniture on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com. Save with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com.
It's time to get cash for your trash. Take your scrap metal to Clark Iron and Metal in Murfreesboro on Hiller Drive off South Church. Get top dollar for your metal today. Maybe old wiring from a past electrical job, car parts, or soda cans. They're on Hiller Drive off South Church. Visit clarkiron.com.
This is MTSU President Sidney McPhee. You're listening to WGNS, your local connection to Blue Raider Atlanta.
WGNS AM, FM, online.
A light shining through. You're barely waking, and I'm tangled up in you.
Rainy days and Mondays. We're experiencing both of those right now, but it is 54 degrees right here in the heart of Tennessee. 54 degrees on a rainy Monday morning. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is with us this morning. And our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. McCabe. How are you today?
Is that me?
That is you. Good morning.
Hi. Hi, Dr. McKay.
Good morning.
I was wondering what the number is normal for the eye pressure when you have glaucoma. What is the normal number?
Okay. So for 95% of the population, the normal eye pressure is a number between 10 and 21. And the important thing to remember about this is that 50% of people with glaucoma have normal eye pressure. So not everyone with glaucoma, matter of fact, half, do not have high eye pressure. So you can't just have your pressure measured. You know, it's not like blood pressure, but you can't have your eye pressure measured and it's within normal range and say, well, I don't have glaucoma. Because there's other things that affect the optic nerve, for example, the blood flow to the optic nerve. And so if your pressure isn't within normal range, that's a good thing, but it doesn't mean that you don't have glaucoma. Glaucoma is diagnosed by these tests like we talked about that check your side vision, because glaucoma is called the sneak thief of sight. It takes your side vision first without you realizing it, say, till you have what's called tunnel vision. And once it is diagnosed through a dilated eye exam and through this testing that you have glaucoma, then it's treated by lowering the pressure. So that's where the pressure really comes into play. And they put you on an eye drop. That's a pressure-lowering eye drop, and it should lower your pressure, you know, on average about 30 to 40% if you've been diagnosed with glaucoma from where your highest pressure was originally measured. So, for example, if your highest pressure was 21, which would be on the high side of normal, and you're determined to have glaucoma, then your target pressure would be about 14 or about a third less. So, in general, that's how your eye doctor treats the pressure once you have glaucoma. And then you do this testing every year. And if the testing shows then that whatever vision you've lost has stopped, then that means the pressure that your eye's at is adequate to keep you from losing further vision. But if you continue to lose vision, then that means that then we need to set a target of a lower pressure where it doesn't affect your vision. So maybe instead of your target being 14, it'd be 12. So these are just examples of how your eye doctor looks at your pressure and why measuring that is so important to them.
I see. So say that I've been diagnosed with this and my eye pressure is at 14 for the last couple of months. Is that good?
Well, what's the highest your pressure's been?
I think 17 or 18.
Okay. Well, you know, the general thought is that if you've been diagnosed with glaucoma and if you have a visual field defect on that machine, then, you know, most of the large governmental studies will say about a 40% reduction in pressure. And so that would be a little bit lower, you know, than 14 if your highest pressure was 18. But your doctor will do this follow-up testing and make sure that you're not losing any vision. And there's several machines that do this testing, and they test various parts of the retina and the eye. And, you know, make sure that you make those appointments. You know, make sure that you do a good job as best as you can taking those tests, because it does make a difference in how you're treated.
So very important. And we are almost out of time so that people can get help. What is the phone number at McCabe Vision Center?
Yeah, please give us a call, 904-9024, and you can get more information on all these things at our website at McCabeVisionCenter.com.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, visiting with us today from McCabe Vision Center. They're on Heritage Park, just off Memorial, sort of beside SunTrust Bank. Hey, have a super day. We'll see you tomorrow. Truman is right after us.
Still hear a beat for every time you kiss me.